What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody? So, Miss Manuel fam, I am the Cummins Cowgirl. Well, technically, my full name is Chloe Yonker, but here on Instagram, I go by the Cummins Cowgirl. So, I think it's absolutely amazing that we have all these wonderful females in this industry, because that's what it's all about, is breaking those barriers with being females in a male-dominated industry. And so I think we can totally make a difference, one female at a time. Now, when I started my journey, basically, I was a full-on horse girl. So I was going to school to be involved with horses, and I moved from Michigan to Texas to basically pursue that journey. And I was in college. I had never wrenched on a truck in my life. And my first vehicle I ever had was a 97 Dodge Ram 12 valve Cummins that was a 5-speed manual. And so, being in college and being so far away from home and it being a 97 model, it was older and it had a lot of issues with it. And so basically how my first wrenching experience went was I brought it into the shop there and it needed an alternator, and I was going to have them do an oil change, and they wanted $400 for it. And so at that point, I'm like, I can't even afford that. So I had them tow it back to the parking lot there at campus. And I changed out the alternator by watching YouTube videos, shocked the living crap out of my hand because I just didn't disconnect the batteries. So you learn really quick what not to do when you hurt yourself, obviously. But anyways, I was able to do it. And as soon as it was done, I felt so accomplished and independent, and I was like, man, I could do this. And so after that, I started building on it. I started putting on aftermarket parts on it and just kind of trying to be like one of the cool kids, you know, putting light bars and LED pods and all of this other like cool stuff on it. And so yeah, that's how it all started. After I graduated from college, I was like, okay, well, honestly, I want to go to school for diesel mechanics. I wanted to get my certification and go to UTI and do the whole nine yards. Well, instead, I got a job offer at a Peterbilt dealership, and they wanted me to be hired on there as a management intern. And so I accepted the offer, went in and started there. And 2 months in, I didn't like being behind the desk at all. I hated being stuck behind a computer and inside all day. I was getting sick from being in the air conditioning all day. And so I kept bugging my regional general manager about wanting to be in the shop. Well, they didn't really take me serious at all. They thought I was just kidding. And so I kept bugging them, kept bugging them, kept bugging them. And then finally, our service manager finally gave in and was like, okay, we'll try you in the shop. And that was a year ago today. And so I started out obviously on a crazy whirlwind of a roller coaster of how my journey started, but that's what's difficult for me to try to give advice for others, because they may not necessarily have that option, or they may not have that crazy golden opportunity that I was able to get. So my advice to them would be to definitely don't give up. Don't give up. Like, you have to badger people sometimes. You have to just reach out and do something, you know? You can't just be sitting there and you hate what you're doing, you know? And so that would be my number one advice. Second is I was scared out of my mind because being older, like where I started my career was I was 22. And so I thought that all of these other guys had years and years and years of experience because they probably grew up with a dad that also wrenched in the shop, you know, and they always wrenched on little stuff. And I didn't even know the first thing. I didn't know anything about gas motors. I've only ever worked on diesels because I only worked on my own pickup. And I had never driven a semi in my life. I mean, I had a standard that I kind of floated gears in sometimes, but nothing like an 18 speed. Like, I had never driven a semi, and the first day I ever drove a semi was to drive it into my bay to work on it. And the first thing I ever did was a gearbox, a steering gearbox on a semi, guys. You want to know how heavy that is? It's absolutely crazy. But anyways, so going back, because I got into a rabbit trail, but as far as not giving up goes, and you're going to be scared, and you're going to have doubts, and you're going to think that you're too small, or you can't do it, or, oh, well, the guys have so many years experience, like, they're just going to look down on me thinking I'm stupid. And honestly, at the end of the day, the stupidest thing you could do is not ask questions. Don't be scared to ask questions, because there's only one stupid question, and that's the one that you don't ask, because then it could ultimately come back and bite you in the butt. So you definitely want to ask millions of questions, because that's how you learn and that's how you absorb information. So those would be my top advice to give to people. But for the most part, don't give up. That is the most important thing. Like, and ask peers around you. I mean, here on Instagram or other social media sites, like, there is an industry out there of us females. I mean, yeah, we're kind of few and far in between, but I feel like we are starting to grow, and female car enthusiasts, and there's more girls in the truck scene now, also girls in aviation, welding, pipelining, you name it, and we're starting to get in, breaking those barriers with the blue collar industry. And so I think it's absolutely wonderful and amazing to hear and see these girls just blossom into these independent beings that basically can do whatever the guys can do, but we can do it in heels, you know? So I feel like that's probably the best thing about us, is that, yeah, we're supposed to be at least these gentle, innocent beings, but we can also do everything the guys can do as well, for the most part. I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't have as much upper body strength as most of the guys do, so I have to figure out other ways of doing things, like lifting a lot more things with my legs and using my core a lot more. But for the most part, I can figure out other ways to be able to accomplish the basic tasks that I have to do every day. Same with tools. Definitely use your tools. Those are there to help you as well. Like little stuff that you may not be able to pick up. You use small bottle jacks or something, you know? Like little stuff, like tools and other tactics or ways can go a long way. And do your research. Honestly, YouTube is crazy with what you can find on there. You Google something and you're probably going to end up finding maybe even another female doing it, the same project that you're doing. You can see how she does it. But definitely, for the most part, don't give up. Always ask questions. Don't think that you're stupid. Like, that was my biggest thing, is, well, I don't want to ask this question because I think they're going to think that I'm dumb. I mean, it may be a dumb question to them because they've known this for 500 years, but for the most part, your mentors are going to understand, and they are more than willing to help out, and they want to explain it to you and share their knowledge and experience with you as well. So don't get discouraged, especially with people on social media, like people thinking that you're fake, or people thinking that you can't do it, or or just wanting to just be negative and talk smack all the time, like, you really cannot let them get to you. You really have to just block that out. Otherwise, it can eventually start to tear on you, and you're going to not think that you are actually worthy of what you are, you know? So, I mean, even in my own personal experience, there's been times where I've had people just, like, look down on me because of my appearance, or saying that I'm wearing a filter in my photos when I'm dirty. Like, what? Or saying that I have to prove to them what I'm doing with videos. Well, the hard part about videos at my work is that it's for a corporate company. And so a lot of shops won't let you take footage in their shop. So it was very difficult and kind of sad that people would literally sit there and say, like, well, we don't believe you based on photos. Like, we have to see you do it. And even the little photo or even the little videos that I've taken of working on my own project, like, still weren't enough for them. Like, you have to have a how-to video, and even then it wouldn't still be enough. So don't get distracted or disturbed about trying to prove to people a point when you can't make everyone happy at the end of the day. As long as you're happy, that's honestly the best part, you know? You're the one that has to live with the decision at the end of the day. You're the one that has to come home covered in a million bruises, cuts, and scrapes, and metal scraps in your hands, and everything else. So, I mean, but I wouldn't trade it for the world. I'm extremely happy with my career decision, and there's always going to be management issues, there's always going to be corporate issues, there's always going to be problems, but just trying to think back to why it is that you started in the first place really puts it in perspective as to, well, are these problems really that big enough to make me not want to do this anymore? So always think about that when you have struggles and people just bashing on you, and try to find comfort in the girls that also have the same issues going on. I know original CCJ, I know she also has problems with corporate issues and just people just bashing on her, you know? So, and Mechanic Chick, I know she was having issues with people saying, oh, you need to wear gloves. Like, okay, well, you wouldn't have said that to a guy, you know? So just people in general can be nasty, but for the most part, you just gotta remember why you started in the first place. So, but yeah, I mean, I have a YouTube channel, so y'all can check that out as well. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter, and my biggest platform is there on Instagram. But this community of girls is absolutely wonderful and amazing. And the Miss Manuel page has grown tremendously. And it's so awesome to have that kind of community that we can all go to be able to see other girls in the trade, see what their tricks of the trade are also. And just having similar interests with women is so important. I don't know how many times I've had girls just talking around me, and all I want to do is talk about trucks, and they have no idea what I'm even talking about. And so it's important to have girls that are interested in the same things as you. Like, for instance, they could be talking about Sephora or Mary Kay or whatever it is that people wear on their faces anymore, and I wouldn't have a clue. Like, don't ask me to contour my face. Like, girl, I cannot contour my face. But what I can do is tell you how to do a brake job on a 389P. You know what I mean? And so stuff like that, it's hard to find the common ground with just people and around me. So it is awesome to be able to have other girls that you can talk to and just be there and support each other, because it is a dog-eat-dog world out there. And it's definitely important for all of us girls to stick together and be united and not hate on each other, ladies. No hating on each other. I mean, yeah, we all come from different backgrounds. We all come from different cultures. And We all have different personalities, but ultimately, we have to remember that we all have the same passion. So it's a pleasure talking with y'all. If you have any questions, totally feel free to message me on any of my social platforms. I'd be more than happy to lend my advice. Like I said, you can always subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on Instagram. Those are my two bigger platforms. And I'm looking forward to hearing from y'all. So I hope y'all have an awesome week and keep those wrenches turning, girls.